When we think about all that God does for us every moment of our lives, all the gifts, the blessings, the talents, and everything else that comes our way, it can be endless. That each one of us woke up this morning is a pure gift of God's love. None of us are owed another day of life, and we cannot make another day of our life happen if we just choose it. It is because God wills it for each one of us, out of pure love, so that we can come to know and love him in this life, to love and serve him here, and to reach out and send that love and service to one another. And today we are reminded of another way that God shows his love to us, a gift of another being, a spiritual being, our guardian angels. In each of the readings this morning, we see how God uses angels to interact with humanity, using them to accomplish his goal for us and for his glory. God, constantly wanting to share his love, created these heavenly beings. They are pure spirit, but somehow they must take some form when they are interacting with humanity. They have an intellect and a will that is far superior than ours, and they have a love that is purer than we can offer. Because they know God and love him so completely, they want to be able to serve him in any way he wants to be served. And to think that he wants to be served by them by taking care of us. From the moment of our conception until the day we die, God has assigned an angel to be with us, to watch over us, to walk with us through life, to guide us and protect us, to remind us of God's will when we choose to go some other contrary way. And they intercede for us before God constantly. Now, for me to be honest, I don't always think about my invisible friend. I'm sure I keep him busy, but I'm not always mindful of all that he does and all that he's doing for me constantly. But then every once in a while, something will happen in my day or in my life, and I think my angel just took care of that. Or I think my angel just made that happen or prevented something from happening. Thank you, guardian angel, for being there. Whether we are always conscious of their presence, our angel is beside us always, a true gift leading us to the Father. And coming into the doors of our church this morning, a church that is dedicated to the guardian angels, we are reminded that these celestial creatures are also models for us in our lives and who we are as a parish community and all that has been accomplished over the history of the life of Guardian Angels Church. It probably would be very hard to think of how many masses, funerals, weddings, baptisms, confessions, confirmations, and even just all the prayers that have been lifted up into this church over her history. It must be countless numbers. And to be able to think that God is acting in all these ways in our lives over this years, helping us to come to know and love him. And to think of the school that so many children have been educated in science, math, history, art. But the primary goal for a Catholic school is for them to be able to receive the faith, to come to know God's love in their lives, to see how Christ has saved them and brings them into a new relationship with the Father. There have been many there. And how many organizations, sporting events, ministries, activities have benefited the parishioners and people beyond the pews in the school here at Guardian Angels? This parish has been a sign of God's love to those within and those outside these doors. All of this is a reflection of our patrons, the guardian angels, who love and serve the Lord. And that's what you and I are called to do every day of our lives, to love and serve the Lord and to serve each other. Today is a great day of celebration. It's a day of remembrance of that gift that God has right by our side at this very moment, and to remember all the good things that God has blessed us with here at our parish community. May we continue to be able to love the Lord and reflect that love in gratitude for the guardian angel that sits beside us, and to be guardian angels to those around us.